This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. We're off and you see Clinton Yates, but today you're just going to have to hear him. It's going to be okay. Clinton's on the phone. What's up?
What's up, man? How are you? I'm glad we get to talk a little baseball for once. You know, I know that it's not your biggest thing, but it is fun for me, and this is one that I'm really intrigued about.
Yeah, same. I have been intrigued by this story all week, and we actually talked about it a little bit earlier in the show with Toby Altizer. I'm double-dipping on this story today, Clinton. That's how intrigued I am by it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. How about that?
How about them apples? Or how about them baseballs? Anyway, the point is, Ken Rosenthal wrote a story that by now you probably know about, that the Nationals, the headline, the grabber here is that the Nationals are now amongst Major League Baseball's bottom feeders. I'll start with you, Clinton, the same place I started with Toby earlier, which is just your simple reaction after reading the story, and then we can get into what it all means. But like when you read that, and that statement specifically, that the Nationals are now among Major League Baseball's bottom feeders, joining the likes of the Pittsburgh Pirates, what's your reaction?
This isn't exactly news in a certain way. And I say that in the sense of, I don't know what the average sort of baseball fan looks at the Nationals as, but I do know what the average Nationals fan looks at the Nationals as, and I know what I look at the Nationals as. And to me, these latter two groups, none of that is surprising. Now, that being said, this is where things get weird, and I think I sort of part with a lot of people, and it's an unfortunate timing thing as much as anything. Winning the 2019 World Series was arguably the worst thing that happened to the development of that franchise, period. And it sounds weird to say, but I think you're following my gist here, which is that after they won that, the bottom falls out of the world. You don't really get the celebration. All of the players of import on that team sort of move on, but the brass are all still there, and you've got to figure out, are we really trying to reload this thing? Is that even possible? What do we look like in a landscape in which we're still not spending that much money, but we just kind of lucked up and got, you know, one title out of the whole thing?
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, the whole, I mean, the kind of cultural side of it, of not getting to celebrate anything, like that was, I mean, they had the parade, but like then by the time the next season rolls around, it's COVID and all that kind of stuff was brutal. But it also did seemingly throw a wrench in kind of the clarity of like, what do you do? Because we didn't know what the world was going to be.
Right.
But now I think if I'm going to push back on the bottom feeders part, if I focus in almost in a hyper specific way on that,
okay,
and I'm going to make a counter argument. I don't know how much I believe this. This is part of why I wanted to talk to Toby, part of why I wanted to talk to you, and the thing I've been thinking about all week is, are the Nationals now in that group, or are they a team that is not spending while in transition? They knew they had to rebuild. They blew it up. Some of their own choosing, some of other players like Rendon leaving. That turned out to be a blessing in disguise. Strauss's arm blows up, or finishes blowing up, finishes detonating, and that doesn't work out. And so, in the years where you're bad, like, I don't really care how much you're spending. Like, you're bad. You're recouping draft picks. And obviously, there's the draft and develop part of this, which is, you know, certainly a part of this equation. But are they a team that is building to spending again? And if so, okay. Or have they really joined that dregs of Major League Baseball that has no hope of ever being competitive?
Well, I think you're making a delineation between two things, Craig, that most people just might not be. I mean, this transition to what exactly? It's not like there's some long-standing history of this franchise having stability at the top and all of a sudden being, you know, an everyday contender. I understand that they made a lot of playoff runs, but a lot of teams do that without necessarily having to try as hard. So I think bottom feeder is completely applicable, because if we don't know and you don't know, and it doesn't appear that the team necessarily knows, and there's fans that are clamoring for some change at the top, be it manager, be it GM, like, yeah, I'm not sure what other word you're going to use other than just participant. Now, it sucks to be thrown in the same sentence as the Pirates, because that feels icky, and it feels like you're swimming in the wrong side of the pool. But the reality is, from a competitive standpoint in Major League Baseball, the Nationals, whether they're in transition or not, have not figured out how to do this the right way, whether they're spending or not, is what I'm saying, because that's where this becomes very difficult. Now, I understand that the identity issue that I brought up before plays a part into this, but I'm not just going to give them the benefit of the doubt that because they believe in X and Y guy and they want to market them, that that necessarily means they're making some big drive to be a stable franchise. It means they know what they've got and they're trying to get what they can out of it. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's exciting players on the team to some degree, but I wouldn't be too far in on, oh yeah, they're just building towards the next thing, because like that happened exactly one time in terms of success beforehand.
Well, you also can't guarantee like a World Series run, though. Like it's baseball's hard. And even teams that have spent, like the Yankees and the Dodgers, like they don't get to make the World Series every single year. And so I guess the where I like genuinely do disagree to some level with that whole premise is that it only worked once. Like they were in position to be a World Series contender for more than half a decade. That's a pretty good run. Then the bottom
fell
out.
Yeah, but I mean, you remember the talent they had with that they got into simply by the draft. And like, that's what I'm saying. There's two sort of separate things happening here, which is, if you're asking the question, when do you think you're going to be able to look at the Nationals as a regular contender in the National League, never mind the National League East, and nobody seems to have an answer for that based on not just who they are, but who their opponents are, then that to me is this effectively bottom feeding as whatever it is. The record may be one thing, but the bottom line is that they're not drawing tons of people on the road as a crowd or anything like that. And they don't have a ton of stars at this moment. That is kind of the definition of what that is. At least the Pirates have a guy like Skeens. And I'm not trying to throw any shade on Wood or any of these other guys. I'm just saying that, like, I think what that specific word means, bottom feeder, applies a little differently to hardcore baseball fans than it does to others, is what I mean.
Clint Yates, Clinton and Friends on ESPN Radio. He's also covering the College World Series over the next couple of weeks. So he'll be out in Omaha and covering it from home and all the places. But you can read his work on the internet. That's how ESPN.com works. So check it out there and on Inscape. I don't know if people know that. It's 2025, Clinton. The internet's still new.
It's true. It's funny how that worked out. Yeah.
There's some people watching the show on the internet. That's fun. Anyway,
it is a miracle.
Yeah. I mean, which part? Actually, let's not answer that question. if we take this out, though, and we say, okay,
yeah,
let's say the Nats do have, like, let's say Wood actually is the next, you know, Soto, the next Harper, yeah, the next guy, because there's a chance that he could be that. Toby said he thinks he could be a top five player in baseball in a couple years. Like, obviously the season he's having this year is fantastic. You have guys like Abrams, you have guys like Brady House that are about to come up. You have Hassel. Like, you got all the guys that were returned for the Soto trade. Gore is currently leading the majors in strikeouts. So they have some young talent. When do they break through the threshold? Does that talent just have to win baseball games and it's like, oh, wow, the Nats are good? Or is there a kind of a spending threshold minimum where you remove them from that category and say, okay, maybe they were a team in transition to something, not a bottom feeder?
I mean, I think that's the part that's hard to say. Wood is a guy that, for me, you pay the money to. That is just, it is what it is. There's no way around that. You've got to give your fans something. And from a talent standpoint, you don't pass them up. But arms are always the issue. And this is where it becomes difficult, because if development isn't where you want it to be, think about, you know, the minor leagues and so forth. And this has always been Rizzo's kind of biggest, I don't know, knock, is that a lot of these position players don't end up getting developed. But there's been a few arms here and there. The arms are the reason teams get back into things. The position players, I don't want to say figure themselves out, but they're more obvious to see. So for me, I don't know. I don't know that there's any foreseeable future on that, because the money you spend can easily be money wasted. Look at it, like the Colorado Rockies. They don't have the worst payroll in the league, but they're certainly the worst team in the league. That has as much to do with location in a lot of cases, and people don't want to play there, but there's no magic number for that, Craig. And that's why when I look at that team, I say, if I don't have a clear path, which is something that this team was lucky enough to have as a result of having two early draft picks, if I can't see a clear path to, are you even as good as the two other franchises above you or three in your own division? Well, then what are we really here talking about? You've got the Bravos, you've got the Mets who know how to do both the scouting and the spending of the money, and the Nats haven't necessarily proved that they can do both either well.
Yeah, that is going to be the interesting thing because, I mean, the timing of Rosenthal's piece, I think, caught a lot of people by surprise, but his kind of stated timing of it in the piece is that they have the number one pick coming up in the draft. And so, obviously, we know that the Strasburg and Harper drafts were the ones that kind of catapulted that generation of Nat success, stardom, and fan interest. So, what do they do here? Who do they take? What does that guy become? And then how quickly does a guy like James Wood ascend to stardom?
Well,
certainly something
to watch. And that's where the identity thing, Craig, becomes major, is because between the sale and between, you know, Mastin coming off or whatever, and between whatever's happening with baseball rights stuff, there's this weird sort of generational turnover with them that they've got a real question to answer as to who, legitimately, who do you want to be as a franchise? And I don't know that because of all of the shakiness at the top, that they really have an answer to that. It was easy to say who you were defined as when you had a Stras and you had a Harper and you had a Jason Worth and you had, for some degree, let's just say a Dusty Baker. But now that you're sort of at the washout end years of a manager who won a World Series, which feels like 100 years ago, and you've got a bunch of young guys, some of which you're sure of, some of you're not, I mean, that is legitimately wading in the water. And you could say that's exciting if I'm 12 years old, you know what I'm saying? But if I'm deciding whether or not, I don't know, the fate of a baseball team is going to keep me in my hometown to hang around and take a job, you know, it might not be so concrete in that case.
Right. Or if I have a job and I'm deciding what to spend my disposable income on.
Correct.
You know, Nats season tickets might not be on the top of the list for a couple of years. But they say that they wanted to win starting this year. Well, they didn't spend money like it, and we'll see what they do next offseason because the proof will eventually be not in the pudding, but in the checkbook. Clint Yates with us here on The Hoffman Show. Have a great weekend, my friend. Thank you as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Gregory. Happy baseball. Talk soon.
All right, sir. Clint Yates with us here on The Hoffman Show. When we get back, we got our weekend preview and a look ahead. We'll focus in a little bit more in the last half hour on some major, major events of the weekend. But first, let's from the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want at Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Our official weekend preview coming up in 10 minutes. It's the Hoffman Show. We're here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Bit of breaking news that just happened right before the break. Paige Beckers, the Dallas Wings guard, superstar rookie, she has a concussion, or is at the very least, I should say, in the concussion protocol, which is kind of means you have a concussion or concussion enough like symptoms that they think you have a concussion. And she is going to miss two games. And I actually wonder, Anthony, we should look this up real quick. Betting odds for WNBA Rookie of the Year. What kind of odds could you get on Sonya Citron right now? I bet you they're not as good as they were 2 weeks ago.
Probably not. And maybe it's because, you know, the gap has closed. She's playing phenomenal. Paige has taken her a couple of games to, like, really get going, but the last two games she has played exceptionally well. But, yeah, I would say solid odds still. I think Paige is probably still the favorite.
Well, and the thing is, the betting markets aren't necessarily always, like, the betting markets reflect the betting markets, not the actual realities. So the fact that so many people are going to bet on Paige Beckers because Paige's name value is so much higher, where Sony was probably the third most notable player on her college team last year, even though she was the third pick in the draft. Think about how crazy that is. Hannah Hidalgo and Olivia Miles were considered better players. They might be the next two number one picks. Probably not with Hidalgo because Juju. But like they could be theoretically top two picks in the next 2 years, almost certainly. And Citron was like, okay, fine. Well, I'm the number three. I'm also the number three player in this draft, and she's come out and she's just been an absolute stud. She has, why is this happening like that? I would like the whole season. Thank you very much. She's leading, all rookies in scoring. She's leading them in 3-point. She's also like getting off shots, which helps, right? She's probably also leading them in minutes. She is second in minutes behind Beckers. Beckers has played 204 minutes. Citron has played 185. Iriafin, by the way, 174. She is first in points is Citron. Iriafin third. She is one, two, three, fourth in rebounds behind Iriafin, who's first. By the way, Kiki Iriafin has more than double the rebounds of any other rookie.
That's crazy.
Salon, the Valkyrie rookie. She has 31 rebounds. Iriafin has 64.
God.
Beckers 28. Citron 24. And then assists, hilariously, Citron is second at 14. Beckers, guess how many assists Beckers has this season? If I tell you Citron second with 14.
I'm going to say Beckers has 36.
She's got 40.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That tracks.
That's crazy. Where is Beckers in all players in assists? That's a high number. She's tied for first in the entire league with Alyssa Thomas. So, I mean, Beckers is second in points, I said. First in assists by a mile. Like, she's right up there in rebounds. So, I think you know, as much as she got off to a slow start, like Beckers is still probably your odds-on favorite. But if she starts to miss some time, like the Citron Rookie of the Year thing gets a lot better. And I certainly don't think the Mystics are looking at that in any other way other than Sony's been incredible, Kiki's been incredible. I think it's something to actually watch, if not tonight. I'm double-check my email real quick. I don't think we have the starting lineups yet because we're still more than an hour out. Actually, you typically get them in your email about if you're on the distribution list, that is. Yeah, it's just random folks getting it. I haven't gotten it yet. But the starting lineups, like, are they really going to keep rolling with Austin and Edwards off the bench? That's interesting. Why would you mess with it?
I'm about to say, like, unless they're going out there outplaying Kiki and is it Big Mama? Is she starting?
Yeah, she's starting.
Yeah, if they're going out there and outplaying them, obviously you make the change, but it's working right now. Like, so you don't want to mess that up right now.
No, definitely not. So you look at some of the best lineups in the league, plus minus wise. I mean, the Washington starting lineup is, like, it's not the top. I mean, not the Minnesota starting lineup, as you could imagine, is up there. But if you put up like the five player lineups, and if I were to start to add some, let's see, on games played, we're gonna go. They got to play more than three games together, and then let's see how many minutes total. Man, that's fine. Just go with that. You know, the lineup of Dolson, Sykes, Melbourne, Citron, and Iriafin. So that's not quite their starting lineup. Sykes. No, because Melbourne's not starting. Like, that lineup is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th best lineup in the league so far this year. If you keep scrolling down, eventually you'll get to, yeah, their starters with Inxler is doing decently well. It's, like, well on the first page as well. So it's definitely something to watch here over the next couple of days, next couple of games. Can Citron continue what she's doing? Becker's out. Do the odds shift if you're into that kind of thing? But obviously wishing Paige a speedy recovery and hope to see Beckers back on the floor soon. Tonight, Mystics hosting the New York Liberty, again, 7:30 on Ion. They have the Fever this weekend. It'll be no Caitlin Clark again. And then next Thursday, they host New York again. That's the first Commissioner's Cup game of the season. So be fun. And I think we're going to be on site for that, broadcasting from the concourse ahead of the game at CareFirst Arena. So we'll finalize that next week. And if I just said something I shouldn't have, sorry, bosses. It's Friday at 6:30. This is a challenge to see if you're listening. All right. When we get back, our full-fledged weekend preview here on The Hoffman Show. Friday vibes on a Hoffman Show, or on The Hoffman Show. And you think there are other Hoffman shows out there just floating around, Anthony? Are we just a Hoffman show after all?
I think it's the.
That's right. The one, the only Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the Free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. And it's time now for a Friday tradition that, unfortunately, is fully traditioning. It's our weekend preview brought to you by...
Nobody, Craig.
Damn.
Nobody, man.
Damn.
We say this every week. There's going to be 1 week. We surprise everybody.
That's it. I just want a sponsor for 1 week. That's, like, honestly... I don't even know how that would work. Our sales department probably won't even allow it. Like, no, we need a long-term commitment. Like, guys, get in on the joke. Just 1 week. Make it brought to us by someone absolutely ridiculous. Make me read. This sounds like I'm threatening too much of a good time. Make me read the most ridiculous sponsor read that you've ever sold. Have it end my career.
Be careful what you wish for.
No, don't have it in my career. That would be very, very bad.
No, that would be crazy.
A radio host in Washington, D.C. saw his show go up in flames thanks to a sponsor. Craig, Ron Burgundy Hoffman, read what was on the card, and that was the end. Yeah, we don't want to give anybody ideas, especially with Drabby in charge. That guy's a troublemaker. All right, it's our weekend preview. We're going to look ahead at what's going to happen around the sports world in D.C. and beyond this weekend. And, of course, the biggest thing happening this weekend, Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA, at least from our purview, the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA. Knicks, Pacers, Game 6, Anthony. The ultimate question of where the rubber meets the road, are we going to get a Game 7?
If I had to take a guess, I'd say no. I think in these games we've seen the Pacers bounce back. Also, Craig, you know how many days it's been since the Pacers lost back-to-back games?
Probably since like December. They were incredible in the second half of the season.
All right, not that far, but close enough. It's been 81 days, so the middle of March. That's the last time they've lost consecutive games. They were on a three-game road trip. But I expect these guys to, again, bounce back from this loss. They've been playing phenomenal basketball since January 1st. And, again, they just didn't, you know, get to dictate the pace in yesterday's game. But playing in Indy, man, I have high hopes that this is going to be a high-scoring affair. Tyrese Haliburton, he's going to come out aggressive. And he's going to be able to, you know, do what he does best. Go out there, score. Go out there, pass. Get everybody involved. And make sure, you know, the Pacers end up getting to the finals.
I agree. I think that this is going to go down in six. I think that Indy crowd is going to be, I mean, I think it's going to be interesting, right? Because home crowds in that kind of situation can go one of two ways. They can either have like the killer closer energy, or everybody can be a little clenched. Everyone can be on edge, and you can be like, it can be nerve wracking for the team where you're like, this isn't a party to crown us, man. Like this is, they're about to see a funeral situation. Like if you're the Knicks, it's kind of the most nothing to lose game that you got. Like you're on the road. If you get it, you get back to game seven, and now you got all the momentum. If you don't, then that's a potential yikes. Or I guess not a potential yikes. That's a mega yikes. Your season's over. So there's definitely pressure on the Knicks to keep it up. And I also kind of wonder if this in some ways, because of that, plays like we typically see game sevens. Like, If the talking point coming out of this is like, wow, Brunson was really aggressive in game five. Haliburton was super aggressive in game four, and that was kind of the difference in both games. Mm-hmm. You see a Haliburton getting off a ton of shots, scoring a ton of points, being really efficient in game four. If he's not like that, the Pacers can't win. Brunson was like, okay, well, I got to be that for my team in game five. He comes out blazing in the first quarter. Do they both come out and like overpress? If so, who corrects? Do you trust it? Like, I think that's a tricky high wire act as a coach too. Like, if you're Rick Carlisle, I think if you're Tom Thibodeau, you tell Brunson, like, do that again. You and your flamethrower come through the door and you just start, you know, letting it rip. If you're Carlisle, do you come out and do you pull Haliburton aside and be like, hey man, we need you to be a star. Like, go do your thing. Or do you say, hey man, trust it. These guys are going to hit shots. Play your game. Be aggressive, but don't do anything crazy. Like, just play your game. Play like you did in game four. Play like you started to try to play in game five. And if they do some stuff defensively that causes us to have to slow down, we'll make adjustments. That's our job. You let me do my job. You do yours. I think that's a hard line to cross as a coach, which is why your relationships as a coach are so important. And why, if you're Carlisle, you have to know how Tyrese Haliburton is going to respond to any of those messages to get the best out of him. And, you know, if they get the best out of him, I think Indiana wins. If it is a much tougher day at the office again for Haliburton, then the Knicks have more than a shot. I think we're going to see game seven at the Garden, which would be crazy.
I mean, I have the utmost faith in Brunson to come out here and get his buckets. He's averaging 33 points in this series, shooting 51% from the field, 36% from three. He did have the one game where, you know, he didn't look good, but for the most part, he's done his part. It's been the others, though. So can Carl Anthony Towns, you know, stay out of foul trouble?
That was the other thing. Yeah.
Not, you know, get these pointless and dumb fouls. And then also, we saw Josh Hart finally have a solid game. He wasn't turning the ball over as much as he has been the last couple of games. But we also need more from OG and Mikal Bridges. To be honest, Craig, I want a game seven. So I'm being selfish. I want to see the Knicks go out here and win. However, I do think the Pacers are going to get the job done, but I would love to see the Knicks force a game seven. And they force game seven. Uh-oh.
Yeah, Bridges is a funny one too, man, because I remember when he got traded. I'm trying to remember what event. I was vlogging that day. Was it NBA draft? Yeah, it was the day of the NBA draft. That's when it went down last year. It was NBA draft day, so I did a vlog that day. And I remember calling you on my way to Capital One Arena, to where I was doing the show live that day. And I remember saying, hey, can we look up these super mega trades?
Yep, I do remember this.
And
yep.
We got Bridges getting traded for, like, it's not the Paul George package from Oklahoma City, but, like, it's close enough to the – it's in the neighborhood. It's just a – not, you know, the Paul George, which is kind of like trading for Paul George and Kawhi. Like, that package is the mansion, and this is just a whole regular house. But, like, you're in the neighborhood. It was, like, four first-rounders. It was a ton. And so for Bridges to just be a role player, like, I think it's fair for the Knicks to be like, hey, man, we need you to really help us through these last couple. And then, obviously, Towns is the big deal as well. Can he not foul out? As for what else is happening this weekend, Spirit are off because it's international break. U.S. Women's National Team will face China tomorrow. A bunch of other international games throughout the weekend as well. Nationals are in Arizona. And that leaves us, Formula One, by the way, in Spain. Espan. That leaves us with just enough time for an Anthony Haney Boxing Minute. Anthony, who's punching each other in the head this weekend?
Yes, sir. We have two great matches Saturday evening. They will be shown on PBC on Prime Video Saturday, May 31st, starting at 8 p.m. But we finally have Caleb Plant taking on Armando Resendiz, and then Jamal Charlo taking on Thomas Lamana in the co-feature. But we need Caleb Plant and we need Jamal Charlo to both win their respective fights because, again, Craig, this has been brewing for years. And I'll give you the backstory because you probably don't know. But Caleb Plant.
That is correct.
Slapped Jamal Charlo in the face.
Oh.
At a fight. And a big scuffle broke out. Jamal Charlo.
They were at another fight.
Yes, they were at another fight. They were just trash talking each other. They're in the same division. This is the super middleweight division, 168 pound division. And they were actually going to see, who were they going to see? It might have been a Canelo fight, to be honest.
And one of them slaps the other dude in the face.
Yeah, so they've been going back and forth, calling each other all types of names the last two or three years. And finally, we get both of them on the same card in the same building. And if both of these guys win their fight, we're going to get a super fight for Caleb Plant's actually super middleweight interim belt at 168. It'll be Caleb Plant versus Jamal Charlo. So I'm hoping both of them get their wins on Saturday. Jamal's been talking super trash. He's talking about he's going to knock his guy out. And Caleb is also promising to do the same thing. So hopefully the night ends quickly and we can get that fight finalized.
All right. There you go. Now you know what you need to know about the boxing. And if you're watching it, you know everything. You probably already were locked in. Maybe you've got your interest piqued by Anthony. And if not, you're like, oh, I kind of wonder what's going to happen, but I'm not going to watch. Anthony will tell you in our Weekend in Review segment on Monday. That's our Weekend Preview, brought to you by no one. When we get back, we wrap up the show with real things real people said into real microphones.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday. We're almost done for the weekend. We are looking forward to the weekend. It's Hop and Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Anthony, you're really getting into this karaoke here.
Did I ever tell you about me when I've done karaoke?
No.
So I do love karaoke. It is a perfect place for me to be very animated. That is who I am. And I get to let out a lot of energy. And there's a lot of passion that goes into my performances.
Uh-huh.
And the last time I did karaoke, this was at Sport and Social in Bethesda, Maryland.
Okay.
And I was there with one of my frat brothers.
Okay.
And we volunteered to do a song, and we told them, give us any song. The song they gave us was Party in the USA. And Craig, when I tell you we killed it, we killed it. We had
Were the mics off?
We won the crowd off. We immersed ourselves in the crowd. We had people, you know, singing off the mic. Like, we did the whole damn thing.
Well, I can say from having heard you sing, the less you sang, the better.
You might be right, Craig. You might just be right.
The energy, no problem with that from you. The energy is A+, performance A+, some dancing, some like hollering, singing.
Yeah.
Not your strong suit.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your go-to song?
My go-to song? I don't really have a go-to song. Like, I'm very, like, it really just, it depends on the moment. So if we're singing R&B, all right, I'll pick an R&B song. We're going pop, I'll give you some pop. We're going oldie but goodies, I got some oldie but goodies too. Like,
all right, what's your favorite oldie but goodie?
Probably, I'm going to say Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. You Got a Hold on Me.
Okay.
That is from, like, the 1970s, Craig.
If it's even that, it might be 60s.
Yeah. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, You Got a Hold of Me. That is my favorite song to sing.
That's a nice cut. That's a nice cut.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have a favorite song? Indulge.
No, I don't like karaoke.
Okay.
Would you ever sing Friday by Rebecca Black?
The crazy thing is, not a lot of people know this song, and I don't understand why.
Like, when you say not a lot of people, if you were alive in like 2013, you couldn't avoid this silly song.
Yeah. So this is what I'll say. So at Georgetown Prep, everybody knew this song. Where I live in D.C., nobody knows this song. So
you're saying there's two Americas.
Yeah. Essentially.
Perhaps
because my brothers didn't know. Like, y'all never heard me play this song like ever. So, yeah, I guess not.
All right.
It's crazy.
I feel like we learned a lot there. Time for real things. All right, Anthony Haney, what's in the magical folder of sound here on a Friday edition of Real Things? I think I've sent you 7,000 submissions in the last 24 hours. Actually, last 48 hours, because I wasn't even here yesterday. Did you guys do Real Things with Doc? Does Doc Walker like Real Things, or what people said in real microphones?
We ran out of time yesterday.
Oh. Who would have seen that coming?
Yeah, we ran out of time yesterday.
Okay, so what do we got?
So we have a decent amount. I guess we'll start off with Halliburton. 2 days ago, he posted a 32-point, 15-assist, 10-rebound performance with zero turnovers. And this was his reaction to the stat line.
Ty, according to some of the research people are doing, the most assists ever in a play in a finals game, conference finals, without a turnover, and also the most combination points, rebounds, assists, steals with no turnovers in a game ever. Did you know that? And what is that like to do that?
I mean, no, I didn't know that. I feel like we're making up stats at some point to make me look better.
He's not wrong, but also, like, PSA to someone who has had many a press conference end and fellow reporters come up to him and go, that was a really good question. Ask the question. You don't need, unless you need the specifics for the setup, just get to the point. Ty, you had one of the most productive games ever without a turnover. How are you able to do so much without doing the thing that you don't want to do? You're going to get a better answer. Because then it's not about the stat. It's about the core of the question that you were trying to ask. That's my free PSA. That's my free advice. Go forth and prosper, reporters of the world.
I think it's good advice.
Yeah. What else we got in the magical folder?
Next up, Xander Schauffele said that Michael Jordan beat him in golf.
So this is a mic'd up segment. It's him and another golfer on the driving range warming up. And they just got to talk about playing golf with Michael Jordan.
You played with MJ yet?
I have. Yeah.
It's fun.
It is fun.
It's really hard to talk him.
I did my best. And then he beat me straight up, which is embarrassing.
What?
In the last three holes, yeah. I pancaked him and he on his stroke holes, and I started talking to him.
Yeah.
He got all quiet, focused, and then birdied like 15, 16 no strokes, beat me straight up. And I was like, all right.
Weird. Weird he came through when he needed to.
That's what I said.
God. He can putt.
Yeah, and shoot.
Yeah. I love how you can miss, like, short right every hole out there. Just perfect for him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. As soon as he hit towards the bunker, I was like, please, yeah.
He beat a pro golfer over three holes because the pro golfer talked mess, and he took that personally.
That is such an MJ story. Like,
right.
It actually doesn't. It's crazy. Like, why is he good at everything?
He's not a well person. Like, he's a billionaire. He is. I will say, I appreciate it. You see the stuff that was floating around from him as he's going to be joining NBC as a special contributor for their NBA coverage next year?
Whoa. Okay.
Like, as he was doing some interview about it, and basically he was like, I'm hoping that when I get on there and I show respect to my the current generation, that my fans will stop being terrorists about it because he's kind of sick of the way the discourse has gone, which is not what I would have expected from Michael Jordan because he's a competitive nut job, but you get him still in competitive mode, and apparently he can beat a pro golfer over three holes. Also, he's got a lot of time to play golf.
Yeah.
Clearly. So he's had a lot of time to practice. I mean, he was also playing a lot of golf when he was playing. Dude played like 36 holes, and that was before a finals game. Last but not least, do we have the Lefko bit from?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So amazing moment on the set of TNT's coverage of the French Open as Sloane Stephens, Venus Williams, and Coco Gauff are all together for Stephens and Gauff. Like, Venus is their hero. And Adam Lefko, capable host, set it up this way.
And I do not lie when I say the stars have aligned right here. The timing is perfect. Coco was walking over. Venus sat down. Sloane Stephens came over. We have three decades of excellence and three absolute jabronis on this side. Chris Eubanks, Sam Curry, Adam Lefko, humbly sitting next to Venus Williams, Coco Gauff, and Sloane Stephens. Thank you, guys.
Perfect. Some noise, Lefko is such a good host. Excellent, excellent job. That courtesy of the French Open on TNT, which continues this weekend. Now that concludes our weekend preview. That concludes our show. Have a great weekend. See you Monday on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.